brilliant sun and turquoise sea, friendly people, tropical wildlife, and the largest coral reef in the Western Hemisphere, Cancun, Mexico was gracious host of the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference. With dedication and cooperation, distinguished COP16 delegates from over 190 nations work toward reaching a hopeful accord on ways to mitigate urgent climate change.
Livestock production is a very major contribution to greenhouse gas emissions.
In the midst of this two-week summit, a special event on December 5th, held at the leading eco-friendly Fairmont Mayakoba Resort Hotel, welcomed international dignitaries to join in highlighting the foremost solution to global warming as it celebrated exemplary champions of the planet. Co-hosted by the Mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the Greenest Heroes Gala opened with vital messages shared by the esteemed 44th Costa Rican President, Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, and the 7th President of Ireland, Mary Robinson. Gracing this meaningful celebration was special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who was personally attending the COP16 summit at the invitation of the Mexican government, meeting with conference delegates and journalists in support of their noble efforts to protect the planet.
During the gala's multi-course vegan banquet, gifted performances unfolded, including songs inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry that were presented by celebrated artists. These included soprano Lynn Wintersteller, accompanied by two-time Grammy and Oscar-winning composer David Shire on the piano, legendary Beach Boys founding member Al Jardine, Tony Award-winning vocalist Malba Moore, with songs by two-time Oscar winner Al Casha, acclaimed soprano Carrie Walsh, award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Felipa Giordano, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, who has sold over 75 million albums, as well as beautifully attired traditional Mexican dancers and musicians, and vibrant international dances performed by our association members.
The Greenest Heroes Gala was a tribute to all Earth protectors who participate in and promote the compassionate plant-based lifestyle for a more healthful and peaceful world. For their outstanding representation, 8 people were specially honored by Supreme Master Qinghai: Ultraman World Championship athlete and attorney Rich Roll, internationally renowned communication coach Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tuttle, 3-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, soprano Carrie Walsh, accomplished film producer and former Warner Brothers executive Julie Bergman-Sender, and the gala's 2 Masters of Ceremonies, multi-Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and actress Mariana Tosca. The evening also featured the premiere of the book From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's messages on the environment, along with the debut of Birds of Paradise, a feature animation based on Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
In addition to live coverage, numerous print, radio, and television media reported on the event, highlighting its key themes of veganism and sustainability for an even wider audience. During the gala, Supreme Master Qinghai delivered an elevating speech in which she urged all leaders to adopt benevolent, life-saving policies. She also revealed certain spiritual information for the first time as part of a vital message for all to make wise choices that determine the future of our precious planet.
We can save all that we wanted to save because we have the power.
We now invite you to watch the first of the 11-part series rebroadcast of the grand live event, the Greenest Heroes Gala. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome tonight's Masters of Ceremony.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Cancun, Mexico. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth with its music, clear blue ocean, and warm sunshine, and it certainly makes you feel welcome. No wonder people from all over the world love to visit here.
Yeah, it certainly is a place that makes my heart beat faster. You can tangibly feel the presence of the great Mayan civilization that once flourished in this area. It's quite a treat to be here. You've just heard the song El Sinaloense, performed by Mariachi La Diferencia. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Greenest Heroes Gala. Being held here at the prestigious Fairmont Mayacoba Hotel in one of the most beautiful places in the world, Cancun, Mexico. We're privileged to have you join us, all of you, this evening.
And this beautiful city is currently hosting COP16, the 16th Annual Conference of Parties International Climate Change Conference, with tens of thousands of people here. The decisions made at the COP16 have the very, very real power to change the destiny of the world.
Tonight, we celebrate the many areas where great strides to climate change have already been made. That's what this lovely gala and this lovely ballroom is all about. We've got an exciting program lined up for you, starting with a 5-course gourmet vegan meal, reflecting international flavors and the most sustainable and compassionate diet for the planet.
The main purpose of this evening is to celebrate and honor the noble efforts of those courageous people who are championing effective ways to positively impact climate change. Throughout the evening, we will enjoy entertainment by celebrated artists from around the world.
Before we start, let me introduce you, all of you, to my very beautiful co-host, Mariana Tosca. Mariana is an award-winning actress. She won a Drama Critics Ovation Award for Best Actress for her performance in Tennessee Williams' wonderful play, Orpheus Descending. And she's a member of the prestigious Actors Studio. She's a wonderful mix of acting talent and compassion, and both inner and, as you can clearly see, outer beauty.
Thank you. Thank you, Lionel.
Mariana starred in the films Christmas in the Clouds, as well as in the acclaimed I Knew a Girl Named Hollywood, for which she won the Breakthrough Performance Award from the ICA Critics Society. Mariana serves as a board member for Save the Chimps, the world's largest chimpanzee sanctuary, and at the National Academy of Music for the Blind, where she volunteers teaching drama. She received an Artists for Humanity Award for her work as founder of the Los Angeles Homeless Coalition, and has the privilege of serving as Chief Animal Welfare Advisor to United States presidential candidate Congressman Dennis Kucinich. When Mariana isn't acting, she devotes herself to protecting animals, humans, and of course, the environment. A longtime vegan, the brilliant Ms. Tosca is also a member of Mensa International, which humbles me just to be at her career.
I apologize, that seemed to have gone on interminably. Thank you all. And now it is my privilege to introduce to you my co-host, the extremely talented and world-renowned film producer, Lionel Friedberg. His skills range as director, writer, cinematographer. Lionel has made films for television channels like National Geographic, Animal Planet, CBS, PBS, The History Channel, and Discovery Channel. Lionel has received numerous awards for his work, including the Primetime Emmy Award, the American Association for the Advancement of Science Westinghouse Award, 3 Columbus, and 2 Golden Eagle Awards. Noted for his compassion for our world and all of its inhabitants, Lionel is a vegan and is very, very active in the animal welfare movement. So I applaud you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're honored to have very many dignitaries with us at this evening's gala event. Heading the list, of course, is our guest of honor, none other than Supreme Master Ching Hai. Really having her in the same room with us is more than a treat. It's an exceptional privilege. Thank you, Supreme Master, for being with us tonight.
We have the mayor of Cancun, Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, Jose Maria Figueres, the former president of Costa Rica, Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland, Eugene Chien, chair for the Taiwan Institute for Sustainable Energy, Gurbangeldi Alaberdiev, the head of delegation of the Turkmenistan Ministry of Nature Protection, John Topping, president of the Climate Institute in Washington, D.C., Latif Amars, project manager for Tanzania Natural Resource Forum, Ezat Louis Sanala Agabi, the department head of the Egyptian Environmental Affairs, or the EEAA, Mario Castro, the deputy of Cancun, Jeher Santi Alvarez, secretary for the Office of the President of the Philippines, deputy director Devan of Pakistan's Ministry of Environment, Consul General Mark Carney of the United Kingdom, Ambassador Hamdani Jafar of Embassy of Indonesia, and Mr. S.T. Kodikara, Secretary to Sri Lanka's Ministry of Agriculture. There are many more dignitaries in attendance. However, due to limited time, we cannot name them all.
Thank
Give
you
them
all
a round of applause.
Thank you.
beautiful people. This is impromptu, spontaneous, because our president must leave. He has urgent business to go. It was very gracious of him to come. So I let him please say hello to you, to welcome you, and to tell you, be vash, go green, something like that. Please. The president of Costa Rica.
Bueno. Buenas noches. Buenas noches, amigas y amigos. Dear friends, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. A usted, Maestra Suprema, muchísimas gracias por honrarnos en esta linda tierra mexicana. I wanted to stop by and not only pay my respects, but also thank you for this event and for celebrating the activity that you are celebrating tonight, honoring heroes that are doing good work for our planet. I would have loved to stay here. I am the chair of the Carbon War Room, and I have activities this evening that I must be present at. So with the music here, I don't know if I should dance or what, but...
they just welcome you. They're so excited. The music went on by itself.
Okay. But in any case, if I may, I come from a country that has taken environmental policies very serious and very at heart.
In Costa Rica. In your country, many activities. Please tell a little bit.
Many of you have been to Costa Rica. La Suprema Maestra was sharing with me that she was there about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
In our country. And of course, for us, the environment has become a way of life. Sustainability has become very much the paradigm towards which we have moved, combining good macroeconomic policies with good social policies, and at the same time developing ourselves with nature.
Yes.
In many ways, I would consider myself and call myself a tree hugger, that expression they use in North America to identify people that are very inclined towards respecting the environment. But I would also say that in bringing the resources that we need to bring to the table, and in bringing all the strength that we need to bring from different sectors of society to be able to tackle the challenge of climate change, we would need to bring in, very importantly, the private sector as well. This is an issue on which I feel it is just too important to our lives to be left in the hands of government themselves or of the political framework. So while I wish the political framework and the process of the countries coming together here in Cancun the best of lucks in reaching important agreements, I don't think we can just wait for them to reach an agreement. This is something in which we have to exercise personal leadership and personal commitment. Your being here tonight, your activity, su liderazgo, Suprema Maestra, are already a fine example of that leadership and of stepping forward. So I wish you the best in your activities here this evening and in the times to come. These are important times, beautiful times, challenging times. Climate change may be to some a big challenge. To many of us, it's a tremendous opportunity to move towards a world that is free of carbon emissions, that provides better jobs, that provides better opportunities for the private sector and for civil society to interact. That world, which is a much better world, is possible if we all exercise our leadership and we work in that direction. Muchísimas gracias, que Dios me lo bendiga y que tengan aquí muy buenas celebraciones.
We thank His Excellency for sparing his precious time to come to grace us with his presence. Please do one more thank you applause.
We would now like to introduce you to the co-organizer of this event, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, the mayor of this most beautiful and welcoming city of Cancun. A firm believer in the importance of cooperation, Mr. Zaragoza stated when he recently assumed his position, "I want to send a clear signal of unity, peace, and harmony." So please, please join me again in welcoming his distinguished Mayor Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza. And his wife, Lady Mayoress Ms. Patty Meneses de Hernandez.
First Lady of Cancun. People say there's always a great woman behind a great man, so we welcome her and honor her as well. It's a beautiful couple. Wow.
Es un orgullo, en verdad, estar en este lugar. Además, por lo que representa este pequeño pedazo de paraíso que Dios nos ha dado, por el poder compartir este lugar con cada uno de ustedes. Cuando uno empieza a escuchar acerca del calentamiento global, hay una gran preocupación y un sentimiento de soledad que invade nuestro corazón. Sin embargo, conocerles, escucharles y saber que cada vez más gente está trabajando para revertir este efecto, da tranquilidad, pero también incrementa el compromiso, la responsabilidad por actuar. Recientemente en la Ciudad de México, en el Distrito Federal, tuvimos una reunión, una cumbre de alcaldes locales y regionales en el que pudimos ponernos de acuerdo en 13 puntos. Pero el esquema principal, el enfoque principal, fue el compromiso, dejar de ser espectadores y convertirnos en actores. El altruismo, la generosidad, la solidaridad son valores que representan luces de esperanza. En medio de la incomprensible oscuridad de la codicia que envuelve a la humanidad y a nuestro planeta, somos muchos los que nos damos cuenta de que el mundo al revés no es una opción. Sin embargo, a veces no es fácil encontrarnos, unirnos, organizarnos para luchar, para difundir, para encauzar los caminos torcidos que solo conducen al caos. Esta noche es una noche excepcional, una noche de luces, una noche en que la Maestra Suprema Xinhai nos ilumina con su presencia y nos motiva con su sabiduría. Es para mí un honor mucho, muy especial darle la más entrañable de las bienvenidas a esta mujer que ha logrado reunir una gran cantidad de voluntades para buscar detener el cambio climático y que además trabajen incansablemente para llevar ayuda a quienes ya están padeciendo las consecuencias de este terrible fenómeno que amenaza a nuestro planeta y a todos sus habitantes. Quiero manifestar a nombre del gobierno municipal y de todos los habitantes del municipio de Benito Juárez, Cancún, México, del mío propio, y del de mi familia, nuestro gran beneplácito, porque Cancún haya sido distinguido con la presencia de los integrantes de la Asociación Humanitaria Internacional Xinhai. En el marco de esta cumbre mundial sobre el cambio climático, esperamos que todas y todos ustedes puedan disfrutar de la belleza natural que caracteriza a nuestro municipio, de la calidad de nuestras instalaciones, pero sobre todo de la calidad de nuestra gente. Los benitojuarenses somos gente trabajadora y amable. Hemos aprendido a servir. Hoy tenemos en nuestra memoria una frase que mi esposa dice con frecuencia: quien no vive para servir, no sirve para vivir. Y yo agrego, y el que no sirve, no sirve. Nos esforzamos en atenderlos y ofrecerles las condiciones necesarias para que los objetivos de su visita se cumplan cabalmente y para hacer de su tiempo libre en Cancún una experiencia memorable. En este municipio, en esta ciudad, estamos trabajando para transformar la historia. No podemos seguir culpando a quienes nos han heredado lo que hoy estamos viviendo, porque hoy todos somos responsables. En esta ciudad estamos abriendo espacios deportivos, parques, para la convivencia y la integración familiar. Estamos reforestando nuestra ciudad, nuestros parques, y la meta este año es sembrar 1,000,000 de árboles. Estamos limpiando nuestras playas y hoy solamente no nos limitamos a la limpieza, sino también a desinfectar nuestras playas. Estamos rescatando nuestros cenotes, esos lugares de agua pura que circulan como venas internas en nuestro planeta. Estamos trabajando para que Cancún sea una muestra de cuidado al planeta. Pero estamos considerando que todo lo que hay en el planeta y en el universo, el elemento principal es el ser humano. Y estamos conscientes que este pedazo de paraíso que Dios nos dio no nos hace dueños, sino administradores. Y estamos también conscientes de que daremos cuentas por lo que hacemos o dejamos de hacer con este lugar. Quisiera decir muchas palabras, pero mi voz se ahoga con la emoción de tenerlos en casa. Cancún es su casa y deseo que en este lugar hay acuerdo de todos los representantes de los 194 países y de los grupos y asociaciones que participan de manera alterna, y que estos compromisos, estas propuestas, no solo sean políticas, sino realidades. En algunas ocasiones he comentado que cuando fuimos niños tuvimos sueños, pero no los pudimos hacer realidad porque no teníamos la edad ni las condiciones ni el poder ni la autoridad para ejecutarlos. El problema es que hoy tenemos la edad, somos adultos. Existen las condiciones y tenemos el poder y la autoridad para generar acciones, pero hemos perdido los sueños. Recuperemos los sueños, volvamos a ser niños, cuidemos nuestro planeta. No hay otro espacio para la vida del ser humano. El compromiso no es solo de los gobernantes, aunque asuman mi responsabilidad como tal. Creo que tenemos que hacer cambios en la mentalidad de los gobernantes y empezaré por la mía. Me sumo a este proyecto. Difundiré lo que aquí se acuerde, lo que aquí se proponga y todas las soluciones que se planteen en esta mesa y en esta organización, las llevaré como propias, con mi familia y para todos los habitantes de este municipio. Siento mucho haberme extendido, pero es necesario aprender esto. Nunca dejen un micrófono en manos de un político. En verdad, muchas gracias. Sean ustedes bienvenidos. Cancún es su casa. Y nosotros, su familia. Quisiera tomar un poco más de tiempo y compartir este espacio con mi esposa, porque hay algo especial. Mi esposa no habla con la boca, habla con el corazón. Y quisiera también que nos dijera un mensaje.
Thank you. We see beautiful faces, but we are not so different. We have at least one thing in common. We are very concerned about our tomorrows. And tonight, it's a really special night for us. And we want to give you, to all of you, the very, very welcome to Cancun, to the Riviera Maya, to Mexico.
For joining us here this evening. We're honored to have you here.
Muchísimas gracias por invitarme a participar con ustedes en esta linda actividad que realizan con la Suprema Maestra aquí en Cancún.
The President of Costa Rica.
Una de las contribuciones importantes que podríamos hacer a bajar las emisiones de carbono es un cambio de nuestras dietas. Y si vamos en esa dirección, pues estaremos haciendo mucho por bajar las emisiones. De manera que es una contribución importante. La verdad es que el nivel de emisiones de carbono que hemos llegado a tener hoy en día es excesivo para la salud del planeta. Agradecer a la Suprema Maestra su liderazgo, agradecerle su optimismo, agradecerle ese don de gente que tiene, que la hace tan única y tan especial.
A
Oh, the evening was wonderful. It was as special as all of these Supreme Master events are, and especially to having Supreme Master Qinghai here elevated it to something unique. It really was. And so, of course, we all had a wonderful time up there and trying to do our little bit to make a difference.
You are all my heroes.
You know, and following her leadership. She's such a wonderful leader. It all comes from the heart. I met her this morning for the first time, and it was extraordinary. This woman's soul and her consciousness is so amazing. And of course, all of you, you know, you're just wonderful. I just wish that the rest of the world would be more like this organization. It's just great to be part of this. You know, a week ago, no one knew this was happening. And suddenly tonight, here was this mammoth show, very ambitious. And looking from the stage down at the audience and how they were enraptured by the speeches, the songs, it was just amazing to watch. When one talks about global warming and climate change, it's a dour, down, dark subject. People are terrified of it, and there's so much bad news. Something like this comes along, you know, there is an optimistic side to it. And that's what this was all about tonight. You know, we can make a difference. And I think that with what people take away from a show like this is invaluable, absolutely invaluable. And you know, I'm delighted to be in Cancun. What a special place. Just gorgeous to be here with all of these enlightened people. Yeah, wonderful.
I am the co-chair of the UN Commission on Sustainable Development's Education Caucus. And we have a climate change delegation here. And we're working on a well-prepared society. This event helped raise my awareness. Well, it was delicious, tasty, and very, very delicious. This was superb. Whoever the chef was, brilliant work, brilliant work. The presentation, the color, but the food itself was incredibly tasty. The program is incredible. It's fantastic. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Una grata impresión de ver tanta gente preocupada y ocupada en salvar el planeta. Estoy muy contento y bueno, dispuesto a entrar en este movimiento por salvar nuestro planeta e invitar a más alcaldes para que conozcan y participen en este movimiento por salvar el planeta.
I'm so impressive. The dinner was delicious. The salvation start not in our families, start in our plates. I think that is the most important thing tonight, and I really think that it's going to be helpful for everything and so blessing to us. Thank you.
I think very interesting with all the culture, and the dinner was wonderful, the organization, the music, and the lady is fantastic.
Well, I have made a number of films on global climate change, and you know, if I make a documentary film, be it for Animal Planet or whoever it may be, I will always embed a message in there about compassion, about caring for the world, about caring for our fellow beings. I would love to see humanity changing to a plant-based diet. Time is running out. But when you see these huge quantum leaps of change, you know, there was a time I would fly on an airplane and ask for vegan food, and they wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. You know, they'll offer you fish and chicken and say, well, you're vegetarian. You eat that, don't you? Or there's cheese. You eat that. Or there's eggs. Now I can order a vegan meal on just about any airline in the world. That's progress.
Estoy listo y dispuesto a hacerlo con un gran compromiso para que esto suceda. El cambio se tiene que dar y yo voy a originar ese cambio. Bienvenidos a Cancún Vegetariano. Son bienvenidos. Esta es la casa del veganismo.
Hi, I'm Lionel Friedberg. And you're watching Supreme Master Television. Remember, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you for your gracious presence today for Supreme Master Television's rebroadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala. Please join us Saturday, March 5th, for part two of this grand multicultural event. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. Heaven bless your noble hearts in all your loving and sustainable endeavors.
All information concerning the scientific evidence of climate change and its solution is in Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/greenestheroesgala.